Zone with Martin Besser.
I don't know if it's just me, but I see a lot of stories on my timeline and WhatsApp groups and things, people asking questions about monkeypox. What the heck is that? What are we dealing with here? And I suppose the fact that it's such a big story at the moment is that it's spread beyond our continent, a number of other countries. And the pictures that you see, especially on social media, are pretty hectic. But what are we dealing with here? I always say, instead of asking people on WhatsApp groups or Facebook, ask the experts, ask the people who have the best chance to know what is going on. And who is that? Yes, the one and only infectious disease expert, Professor Helen Rees. Professor, thanks again for your time. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Martin.
What are we dealing with? What the heck is monkeypox?
So it's about for quite a long time, and it's also what we call a zoonotic disease. So it's a virus that lives in an animal reservoir. We're not sure which animal reservoir, but it can occasionally jump into humans and cause disease. So we've known about it. There are two strains, one in West Africa and one in Central Africa. And occasionally in those countries where it's endemic, that means it's there at a very low level all the time. In those countries over the years, they've had outbreaks, but, you know, with a few hundred people. So it's not something that causes outbreaks in hundreds of thousands of people. Mm. What we've seen now, though, and this is what has got the World Health Organization concerned, is that we've got cases now around the world in European countries, US, Canada, Australia, Israel. I mean, so we've got pockets of cases now that we haven't seen before in countries outside the African region. Mm. And some of these cases, we can't work out why they appeared, where they have appeared.
Mm. How easily does it spread? I mean, obviously easier now than before, but still pretty hard to spread.
Yes. And so people have been thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to be the same. The answer is it doesn't spread in the same way as COVID, which, as we know, is aerosol and very easily spread. But monkeypox is really a disease mostly of contact. So if you've got even a tiny cut on your skin and you're in contact with, say, you're a healthcare worker, you're in contact with someone who's got a lesion with monkeypox virus in it, then it can spread. It can also spread from things like changing the sheets. If you're a healthcare worker and you're changing the sheets with someone who's had monkeypox, so it's from the skin lesions and it's mostly with close contact, but it can also spread through what we call little fomites, which can get into the air under certain circumstances. But it's a much, much more difficult disease to catch. You have to be in contact usually with somebody who's got it.
How does it manifest? What are we dealing with here? What are the symptoms?
Yes, and that's very important because obviously in the countries where they're seeing outbreaks, they're now wanting to get healthcare workers familiarized with what the symptoms might be. So I think people will probably have seen over the years pictures of smallpox with those vesicles that occur on the skin. Mm. So it's similar. You get these vesicles that occur on the skin. You get swollen glands. The skin rash is itchy. People get fever. They feel very unwell. But it's a much, much milder disease. It's related to smallpox, but a much, much milder disease. And it's usually self-limiting. People get better. So you don't see, as you see with smallpox, high rates of death. You don't see that with this. Mm-hmm. There can be some deaths, but they're much, much less frequent than you get with the sort of cousin virus of smallpox. So self-limiting usually, mm-hmm. vesicles, and particularly vesicles on things like the hands. Okay. So, which is a bit of a telltale sign as well.
Is it more predominant in adults or kids?
That in this current outbreak at the moment, we don't know. There are cases in household clusters in young infants. So clearly that's something that we're worried about. Mm. And in the UK, they're looking out particularly now for anyone who has close contact with others. So they're looking in sexual health clinics because clearly, you know, if you're in a sexual relationship, that's almost automatically get close contact, but they're also looking at pregnant women because there is a concern that this could affect newborns.
And you say that if you do contract it, what is it? How do you treat it?
Well, there are some antivirals. There's one class of antiviral drugs, and there's research that's ongoing, particularly in the African region, looking for new antivirals, and I'm sure there'll be renewed interest in this research now. But there's not a huge amount of this, you can imagine. I mean, this hasn't happened before, so people haven't stockpiled millions of doses. But there is an antiviral drug, and it's been approved by in the US and in Europe. So that's the WHO does have an emergency stockpile, but it's limited in size.
Okay.
The other thing that, of course, people are looking at, as we've done with COVID, is once again, we're back to the vaccine. But for a case like this, it's more like Ebola. If you have an infected case, what you would then use the vaccine for, and it's the same vaccine we use for smallpox, which also works against monkeypox, you do it in a ring around that person.
In short, no need to panic.
No. No need to panic, but if you do get you know, an illness where you see vesicles occurring on your body anywhere, just go and get yourself checked out. There are lots of other conditions that can cause little vesicles erupting. Things like chickenpox, for example, could be confused. So do not panic. But if you see anything that you're worried about, go and get yourself seen.
So it really is standard practice at this stage. I think possibly, you know, with the pandemic and with coronavirus, people are just maybe extra sensitive and extra overly emotional sometimes. I think about everything right now. It's standard practice. If there's something out of the ordinary, if you spot something, it could be a symptom of something, you have it checked out and you have it treated, and more than likely there will be a treatment for it, and you'll be okay. If you get it soon enough and you treat it, you'll be fine.
Certainly, that's standard practice, but I think because the spread is something that's never been seen before into lots of countries, and you can't necessarily work out where that person got it from. What isn't standard practice is really very intense surveillance. So really looking for cases, particularly in the areas that have got them, and particularly in the countries that have been affected, like the UK, for example.
Sure.
So and it's mostly at the moment Northern Hemisphere countries, but as I say, it is endemic in African countries. But usually if we see a case, for example, in South Africa, it would be a single case, and it would have been a traveler who'd come from one of those African countries.
And in South Africa right now, not many cases.
No, we haven't. There's nothing that's been reported, but obviously our National Centre for Infectious Disease, they will be looking out for this now.
Super. Professor, as always, thank you for your time. I know it's precious. And yeah, have a good day. All the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. Wake up and I'll wake up. It's a kickstart to the morning every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
You've got such an amazing personality, and he's such a people's person.